Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. This is Jesse Steele. It is Monday, June 27th, and this is the single greatest news podcast in the entire world about the Eastern Sierra. Think about it. Speaking of the Eastern Sierra, let's get into it. The town of Mammoth Lakes is to host the July 4th Fireworks Spectacular at Crowley Lake. That's one of the best ones that there is. There's quite a few that are fantastic, but that one is always really good. I remember as a kid getting out there and just being blown away. Town of Mammoth Lakes is a partnership with Crowley Lake Fish Camp, and they're extremely proud to present the 4th of July Fireworks Spectacular. It's going to be, well, July 4th. Independence Day fireworks show promises to be a bright and striking display of color in the Eastern Sierra night sky. This year's custom-designed sky concert will propel over 851 shells into the Eastern Sierra sky for a mesmerizing 17 minutes, beginning at approximately 9:15 p.m., weather permitting, of course. The show will simulcast live on KMMT 106.5. Tune in and enjoy. The town of Mammoth Lakes would like to acknowledge LDC for their long-standing support of this generational community event at Crowley Lake. Admission to the 4th of July fireworks show is once again $25 per vehicle, and that excludes camping, and $5 for walk-ins. Children 12 and under are free, of course. So if you would like to know more information about that, you can get to the link at Eastern Sierra Now. The Community and Economic Development Department is hosting a Central Section American Planning Association Association of Environmental Professionals, APAAEP, conference this weekend. Planners from all over Central California will be visiting Mammoth Lakes to learn more about housing, resort planning, redevelopment, sustainability, and other topics. It'll be a great way to share the successes and lessons learned with planners from across California. Looks like Whitmore Pool is open and ready to go 7 days a week, and it closes August 28th, weather permitting. Go to the website for Whitmore Pool, which is linked at Eastern Sierra Now, or their Facebook page. You can also just go to Parks and Recreation Department or call 760-965-3690 for the complete summer schedule. Fees, lesson programs, that's all including the AM PM lap swim schedule. It's all there. What else do we got here? Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce annual parade. That's right. 4th of July parade is taking place on Monday, July 4th. I'm acting like I didn't know it was coming. I'm actually live streaming it for the chamber, so it's pretty much what I'm dealing with every single day, figuring that one out for you guys. So that'll be pretty awesome. Make sure you tune in for that. The parade begins at 11 a.m. and wraps around 12:30 p.m. Wear your best patriotic outfits and bring your camp chairs to enjoy the parade of floats as they move through town. Attendance is free and all are invited. The parade starts at the intersection of Chateau Road and Old Mammoth Road by Salsa's Taqueria and ends at Manzanita Road and Main Street by A-Frame Fine Wines and Spirits. Our 22 Grand Marshal is our homecoming Olympic hero, Carly Margulies. That's awesome. Make sure you bring your reusable water bottle to the parade. Mammoth Hospital is sponsoring the hydration station, which will be located at Falu Sports. Independence Day is an action-packed day in Mammoth Lakes, and to learn more about the many fun family-friendly festivities planned on 4th of July and throughout the weekend, you can click on the link at Eastern Sierra Now. Personal fireworks, by the way, are prohibited within Mono County, so don't be bringing and buying your own stuff and lighting it off. And that includes the International Forest and Bureau of Land Management lands. So be smart, leave the fireworks to the professionals. Head down to Crowley and check that out. Trust me, it's worth it. Looks like there's fire restrictions effective. This was last week, June 6th, maybe the week before that. Yeah, week before that. The Inyo National Forest and Bureau of Land Management Bishop Field Office implemented fire restrictions on all federal lands under their jurisdiction. To learn more about that, you can click on the link and you'll see the story at Eastern Sierra Now. So there are some restrictions in place. No, we haven't talked about in a while, and they deserve it. Shorty's Speed Shop in Bishop. Automotive diagnostic and repair, preventative maintenance, smogs from some vehicles 2000 plus. Subarus, Toyotas, Hondas. It's by appointment, so 760-258-1342. Look, that's where I take my Jeep. Robbie and Nicole are the best. They're not only the incredibly skilled mechanics, they're going to get you in. They're going to get you out fast. It's going to be done right. There's good people. Good to hang out with. I do stuff with them all the time. We go four-wheeling. You know, it's fun. We've been friends forever. They're really, really good people. And that's who you want working on your car, because you know they're not going to screw you over. Because mechanics always have that sort of bad rep for telling you that the rotator splint is knocking and you're going to need to get that fixed, when that's not really a thing. So Robbie ain't going to pull that on you, is what I'm trying to tell you. Shorty's Speed Shop in Bishop. That's where you need to go to get something done. The one thing that they're not getting a lot of, because it takes a lot, they're not doing a lot of, excuse me, because it takes a lot of time, but they do offer, is 4x4 parts on cars. That's one of those things that most people, when you go to the mechanic, it's because your stuff's breaking apart. But a lot of times people want to go because they're building up their vehicle. They're modding it out. They're getting some cool stuff on it. That's one thing that they do there. So if you need anything like that, 760-258-1342. But remember, the most important thing you can remember about Shorties, they do smogs, and they'll smile about it. Everybody else hates doing smogs. You can walk in, say, hey, I need my car smogged. 15 minutes later, your car's smogged. You're good to go. You can sell it. You're buying it. Whatever it is that you're needing it smogged for, right there in Bishop. Super simple. Again, 760-258-1342. You know who else we haven't talked to in a while? Because it seems like it's not the right time. Black Tie Ski Rental Delivery. So I know what you're thinking. Jesse, there's no skiing going on. You can't, you know, what's the point? You're not going to rent skis. Guess what? Au contraire, mon frere, they rent motorcycles. I'm not kidding. Bicycles. Summer stuff. It's right there in front of the shop. I drove by yesterday drooling because I really want a motorcycle, you see. So if you are interested in just getting out and having some fun in the summer, that's how you do it. You go to Black Tie, rent yourself something. Instead of going out and buying a $4,000 bicycle, you can just rent it. The motorcycle, all that stuff, nobody can just go buy one. That's why I don't have one. You can from there. You can rent it, and you can just go shred, and it is so much fun. So head over to Black Tie Ski Rentals. Booknow.blacktieskis.com. And the phone number is 866-360-6433. Just ask for my man Jeremy. Say, Jesse at Eastern Sierra Now sent you. You're going to get taken care of. He's the man. Trust me on that. So, what else do we got going on in L news today? So, there's a committee to vote Monday, which is today, on independent state audit of CSU systems handling of sexual harassment investigations. The Joint Legislative Audit Committee will vote at a hearing on Monday on a bipartisan request for an independent investigation of the CSU system's handling of the Title IX violations at Fresno State and other universities. The audit request comes in response to numerous allegations of harassment, Title IX violations at Fresno State University and other CSUs involving high-level administrators. It is clear that there are serious problems involving Title IX-related issues at CSU campus throughout the state. If approved, the audit would include investigations of the following: Office of the Chancellor, Fresno State, San Jose State, and Sonoma State. The investigation would begin upon completion of the CSU's ongoing internal investigation, or 4 months from the date of audit approval, whichever comes first. Assemblyman Patterson, who is our assemblyman, is a co-author of the audit request and will be available for interviews following the hearing. So it was at 9 a.m. this morning, and let's see if I got something else on this in the meantime. Looks like it was approved. Okay, good. So the JLAC just officially approved the audit mentioned, and there is a video. We will get that posted if you are interested in seeing that, but that is good. Let's get some eyes on this problem. So just to clarify what Title IX is, I will read it directly from the government website. The U.S. Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights enforces, among other statutes, Title IX of the Education Amendments of 1972. Title IX protects people from discrimination based on sex in education, programs, or activities that receive federal financial assistance. No person in the United States shall, on the basis of sex, be excluded from participation in, be denied the benefits of, or be subjected to discrimination under any education program or activity receiving federal financial assistance. So apparently some of that's been going on in the CSU system, and Assemblyman Patterson is saying, nope, that's enough of that. So I like Patterson, honestly. So far, I haven't seen anything he's done that I don't like. So I'm super stoked that he's our assemblyman now. Been a really nice guy to deal with, too. I've had to write back and forth with him and his PR team, and they are super on it and really cool people. So we are lucky to have him. So we have talked about 4th of July events in Mammoth. Why don't we discuss what's going on in Bishop? Okay, what do we got here? That's a lot of reading. Let's see if I can get through this. So, it is time to light up the Eastern Sierra sky in celebration of Independence Day in Bishop. This year, the 4th of July party will once again take place in the Bishop City Park. The entire community is invited to come enjoy the city park with festivities scheduled throughout the day. Bring a picnic blanket and lawn chairs to set up in the baseball fields for the fireworks show. Because that's, if you remember, it is in the park this year in Bishop, looking out towards the airport. It is not going to be at the airport, so don't go driving out there. Because there are, that's a working business now. There's planes and stuff. So be sure to bring a radio or download a radio app on any smartphone to tune into KIBS 100.7 FM for synchronized music with the fireworks. KIBS live stream can also be found on their website, KIBSKBOV.com. Please note there will be no personal fireworks, dogs, or personal alcohol allowed in the city park during the event. However, lawn games, picnic blankets, and family fun are encouraged. Stop by the Inyo Council for the Arts booth for a temporary tattoo, or say hello to the Bishop Fire Department at their first aid booth by the creek for a patriotic glow stick. There will be displays and food vendors available in the park from noon until sundown. For the latest schedule and information, visit the event website for, so it's 4th in the park, but it is 4, the number 4, thin, THIN, thepark.com. So, the Bishop City Council tradition of 12 years continues with Big Day in the Park. There will be free public swimming in the park pool from 1 to 4. The City Council will be serving free pie, ice cream, and watermelon in the middle of the park between the pool and skate park from 1 p.m. until it is gone. Everyone is invited to come say hello to the City Council members and enjoy some free summertime treats. There is a star-spangled bike and scooter pageant and decorating contest. The 4th of July festivities in Bishop this year will feature a bike and scooter pageant with prizes for those who participate. Children and adults alike are invited to participate and decorate their favorite wheels. There will be a decorating contest with prizes for the most decorated, star-spangled, and most patriotic in 3 age categories. Anyone who would like to decorate their bike or scooter and participate, or their parents or guardians, may sign a waiver at the registration table, which will be located near the pavilion prior to 5:15 p.m. The bikes and scooters will be cruising through the park at 5:30 p.m. There will be live music with the Idle Hands String Band and Sandy in the High Country, two of my favorite bands. The Inyo Council for the Arts will once again be hosting live music in the city park prior to the fireworks show with Idle Hands String Band and Sandy in the High Country. These two beloved local bands will be performing in the back of the park near the hill east of the pond. Idle Hands will begin at 4:30 p.m. Sandy in the High Country will begin at 6:15. The Inyo Council for the Arts also will have stick-on tattoos and pinwheels for the kids at their booth near the pavilion. In addition to the live music, there will be vendors in the back of the city park throughout the day. Opening at noon, Pino Pies, Tutu's Rosa's Food, Cloud Ripper, and Uncle Shams will be cooking up a variety of delicious foods and drinks. Quail Sings Creations will be in the park as well, selling handcrafted Native American jewelry. Here's a big one. Watermelon Eating Contest. 5:30 p.m. Grocery Outlet of Bishop will host the Highlight Competition of the Summer to determine who can eat the most watermelon in 3 different age categories. The contest will take place under the Grocery Outlet Easy Up besides the pavilion at the back of the city park. Participants or their parents and guardians will need to sign a waiver before the contest because you can't eat the watermelon seeds, or you know how that goes. So you got to sign a waiver. Bishop Fire Department Fireworks Spectacular. So shortly after 9 p.m., tune into KIBS 100.7 to look to the sky for the Bishop Fire Department Fireworks Spectacular, which will be launched from the east side of the Bishop City Park. The public is invited to watch from the city park, the baseball fields, or watch from home in the downtown Bishop area. The fire department works with the world-famous Pyro Spectaculars by Sousa, which is the same company that puts together shows like the Macy's Celebration in New York City, Mount Rushmore, and Washington Washington, D.C. fireworks shows. There will be plenty of patterned shells with hearts, happy faces, Saturn rings, and geometric shapes, as well as spectacular shells that climb well over 600 feet in the air. The grand finale will launch more than 900 shells in less than 35 seconds. Whoa. The Fourth in the Park festivities this year are sponsored by the City of Bishop, Inyo County, Wanaha Casino, the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power, the Inyo Council for the Arts, 7-Eleven Materials, COSO Operating Company, Reach Air Medical Services, the Bishop Area Chamber of Commerce, KBS, KBOV Radio, Tri-County Fairgrounds, and the Bishop Fire Department. Well, thanks for that, guys. Always one of the highlights of the year, for sure. And the last thing we would like to talk about is from our newest sponsor, the Mono Arts Council. Did you know they're celebrating 30 years this year? That's right, 30 years. And we'll get to that. There is actually a donation going on right now to help with that. I'll get to that in a second. But what I really wanted to talk about was the Mammoth Lakes Arts on the 4th. And that is located at the Footloose Sports parking lot. Celebrating local and visiting artists from around the country, showcasing everything from fine art to handmade goods. So the festival hours are Friday, July 1st, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday, July 2nd, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Sunday, July 3rd, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and of course, Monday, July 4th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. The Mammoth Lakes Arts on the 4th is Mono Arts Council's yearly kickoff fundraising event. Help Mono Arts Council raise $50,000 for our arts education programs benefiting all Mono County children. Local and visiting artists from around the country showcase everything from fine art to handmade goods. Mammoth Lakes Arts on the 4th is the only festival in the region featuring primarily local musicians and artists. The festival occurs during the 4th of July holiday weekend with the parade route going right by the festival, which is located in the heart of Mammoth, right at the entrance to the town of Mammoth Lakes. Walking distance from most in-town lodging, and the town trolley stops right at the festival. You can't ask for more than that. Delicious food vendors, tasty crafty cocktails, and local beer. Safety is the highest priority for the artists and guests. There's going to be quite a few fantastic artists here from what I understand. Let me see if I can just find some. We got Three Fish, Ashton Meyer, Bailey's Adventure Painting. That's pretty awesome. You should go check that out. Bob Saxon. There's Colors Artware, David Pollock. Eastern Sierra Pride will be there. Who else do we got here? Heritage Design, Hudson River Inlay. Wow, so many. I can't even read them all. I'm trying to go through and just name off ones that I know personally. Yeah, there's so many. Oh my god, you can't even imagine the kind of stuff. I mean, there's even a bonsai garden. That's awesome. I love me some bonsai trees. Of course, every kid from the 80s loves bonsai trees because of one solid reason. Wax on, wax off. So you need to go check out Mono Arts Council. Again, celebrating 30 years. And since you're doing that, just real quick, the goal for 2022 is to raise $250,000 to establish key programs, support some of our most beloved programs, and build a strong foundation for the future of arts in Mono County. So if you would like to help out with that, they do so much, from schools to plays to art shows to weekly art displays. I mean, there's things like wine and art, where you go and you try different types of wine or different local craft beers while there is art instruction going on. There's music lessons. There's so much. I mean, go check out monoarts.org and donate today, even if it's just $20. Anything helps. And it's going to help get these kids learning so much of what is being taken away from them in school. I was a teacher for years. I can tell you all about it because I worked in the arts department. That's the first thing that goes. When the money isn't there, that's the first thing that goes, and it has been for years. So the kids are not getting that, and what that takes away is imagination, creativity, problem solving. Those are, I would argue, more important in my life than math and science. Probably not English, seeing as I do this. But you know what was more important? Public speaking. And you know what that gets cut with? The arts. So we need to help. We need to push this for our kids and for our youth, because that's what we want going forward. Trust me on this. During quarantine, what did you do? You didn't do math problems in your kitchen. You watched Netflix. You know who creates the programs on Netflix? Artists. So trust me, you want to help. So just go and donate today. monoarts.org. Absolutely worth every dime that you help put into that program, because Mammoth is an incredibly cultural place. So actually, in 2 days, the last thing I want to talk about is Mammoth Shakespeare Festival, or Mammoth Shakes, if you're nasty. So it's June 29th through July 17th, Wednesdays through Sundays. How does that work? Let me explain. There's two plays going on. One is Measure for Measure. One is Twelfth Night. So they are alternating nights. So June 29th, for instance, will be Measure for Measure. And then June 30th will be Twelfth Night. July 1st, Measure for Measure. July 2nd, Twelfth Night. See what I mean? So it goes for all that time, June 29th through July 17th. It is every, and it's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday nights. So I know it gets a little confusing. If you'd like to see, go to Eastern Sierra now. We'll show you the poster and all of that there. But it is at 7 p.m. The show starts at Sam's Woodsite. I think it's just called the Woodsite now, but we all know what we're talking about up there. And it is free, but they do have a $15 suggested donation to help out. You can either buy food and wine at the event. You can bring it yourself and make a picnic. Absolutely, anything goes. It's super fun. There is a pre-show introduction with some music and stuff, so you want to get there a little bit early. Starts at 6 as far as that stuff goes. The show is at 7. So you're going to want to see that, but trust me, get there about 5:45, get yourself a seat, get some wine, get some cheese and crackers, and have a blast. They both are very good. I have been seeing the back behind the scenes for Measure for months now, because the lovely Amy Smith is the lead of that one, so I have been going over those lines so much that I could probably play her part. Let's hope I'm not, because it's a nun, and I don't think I would look good in a habit. I don't know much about Twelfth Night. I do know that it is gender swapped. That is the only thing that I know. So, but it should be pretty good. I've heard it's funny, and I've heard things are going pretty well on that. So you're going to want to check those out starting this Wednesday, June 29th. So get there about 5:45. You're going to want to be there for the opening events, and it will be a blast. Okay, everybody, we are going to close down on that note, and we will check back with you next week. And remember, when you want your Eastern Sierra news, you want it now. I'm trying out that little tagline. What do you think? Was I too cheesy, or was it a good one? If it was a good one, let me know. If it was too cheesy, keep your opinion to yourself. Have a good night.